Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 8. Text number 3. Attaining the Supreme. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Subhava Dhyatma Uchate. Bhutabhava Bhavakaro. Visarga Karma Sangitaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Aksharam, indestructible, Brahma, Brahman, Paramam, transcendental, Svabhava, eternal nature, Adhyatmam, the Self, Uchite, is called. Buddhabhava Udbhavakara, producing the material bodies of the living entities. Visarga, creation. Karma, free of activities. Samgitaha is called. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the indestructible, transcendental living entity is called Brahman. As eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruit of activities. Purport. Brahman is indestructible and eternally existing, and its constitution is not changed at any time. But beyond Brahman, there is Parabrahman. Brahman refers to the living entity, and Parabrahman refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The constitutional position of the living entity is different from the position he takes in the material world. Material consciousness, his nature is to try to be the lord of matter. But in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, his position is to serve the Supreme. When the living entity is in material consciousness, he has to take on various bodies in the material world. That is called karma, or varied creation by the force of material consciousness. In the Vedic literature, the living entity is called Jivatma and Brahman, but he is never called Parabrahman. The living entity, Jivatma, takes different positions. Sometimes he merges into the dark material nature and identifies himself with matter, and sometimes he identifies himself with the superior spiritual nature. Therefore, he is called the Supreme Lord's marginal energy. According to his identification with material or spiritual nature, he receives a material or spiritual body. In material nature, he takes the body from any of the 8,400,000 species of life. But in spiritual nature, he has only one body. In material nature, he is manifested sometimes as a man, demigod, animal, beast, bird, etc., according to his karma. To obtain material heavenly planets and enjoy their facilities, he sometimes performs sacrifices, yaga. But when his merit is exhausted, he returns to earth again in the form of a man. This process is called karma. The Chandogya Upanishad describes the Vedic sacrificial process. On the sacrificial altar, five kinds of offerings are made to five kinds of fire. The five kinds of fire are conceived as the heavenly planets, clouds, the earth, man and woman, and the five kinds of sacrificial offerings of faith, the enjoyer on the moon, rain, grains, and salmon. In the process of sacrifice, the living entity makes specific sacrifices to attain specific heavenly planets and consequently reaches them. When the merit of sacrifice is exhausted, the living entity descends to earth in the form of rain and takes on the form of grains. And the grains are eaten by man and transformed into semen, which impregnates a woman, and thus the living entity once again attains the human form, perform sacrifice, and so repeat the same cycle. In this way, the living entity perpetually comes and goes on the material path. The Krishna conscious person, however, avoids such sacrifices. He takes directly to Krishna consciousness and thereby prepares himself to return to Godhead. Impersonalist commentators in the Bhagavad Gita unreasonably assume that Brahman takes the form of Jiva in the material world, and to substantiate this, they refer to the chapter 15, verse 7 of the Gita. But in this verse, the Lord also speaks of the living entity as an eternal fragment of myself. The fragment of God, the living entity, may fall down into the material world, but the Supreme Lord, Achyuta, never falls down. Therefore, this assumption that the Supreme Brahman assumes the form of Jiva is not acceptable. It is important to remember that in Vedic literature, Brahman, the living entity, is distinguished from Parabrahman, the Supreme Lord. So the text again. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Aksharam Brahma Paramam Subhavam Dhyatmam Uchete Bhutabhava Bhavakaro Visarga Karma Sangeetaham. Supreme Personality of Godhead said the indestructible, transcendent living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of living entities is called karma or fruit of activities. In this purport, Prabhupada reminds us again that we're not God. And we may think, well, I don't really think I'm God. Why is Prabhupada keep on reminding me that I'm not God? Maybe there's some unusual impersonalist who's in the audience who might imagine themselves to be God. But here it says we have two different choices. According to the Bhagavatam, Bhayam Dvitiya Bhinivesitasya Isharabhitasya Viparyos Mriti. That as soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, then at once we become filled with fear. Bhayam Dvitiya Bhinivesitasya. When we think that there's something separate from Krishna, then at once we become fearful. Because after all, we don't know what's going to happen, except for the fact that sooner or later we have to leave this body. But what makes us most fearful is that we don't know where we're going to go. But Krishna says, Sarabhutastam Atmanam, Sarabhutanichatmani, Ikshite Yoga Yukta Atma, Saratra Samadarshanaha. That the true yogi observes me in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. And for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. In other words, if one is confident that everything here is Krishna's, belongs to Krishna, and that Krishna is everywhere, then one will not be fearful because wherever one goes, one will still have Krishna's association. As a matter of fact, we cannot avoid Krishna's association. That's not possible. Because we can't do anything without Krishna. Because from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So without Krishna's reminding us, we can't remember anything, especially in this material world. And without Krishna helping us, we can't forget anything either. All the horrible things that ever happened to us in the material world, we'll never be able to forget. Imagine if you were a frog in your last lifetime and you were singing to your girlfriend and suddenly this black snake appeared and swallowed you. And imagine you spent the rest of your existence remembering that. It would be quite disturbing. So the fact that Krishna helps us forget is a blessing. Otherwise we'd have to remember all the mistakes that we made since time immemorial. And he also helps us remember him, if we want to. So in other words, when we understand things properly, we can understand we're completely dependent on Krishna. And when we forget that, then we imagine ourselves we can do something without Krishna, and we're ready to take credit, or to assume that we've gained something in the material world, or we become fearful of losing something. Even this body, which is very dear to us actually doesn't even belong to us. It's actually Krishna's body, given to us to experience. But all the activities, they're all performed either by the material energy or the spiritual energy, both of which Krishna is controlling. And we're given a chance to experience different material circumstances, whether or spiritual circumstances, simply depend upon what atmosphere we want to put ourselves under. We can't avoid being in the material existence right now, but we can change the atmosphere in which we're living. We can make our present existence spiritual. The same activities can be spiritual, or they can be material. Now, everything, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, it's all be arranged. Tasmat tvam utishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrum bhukshvara jansramidam mayayavata niyatam purvam eva nimitra matram bhavasavasajan. He tells Arjuna, just get up, prepare to fight and conquer your enemies to enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They're already put to death by my arrangement, and your Savasachi can be but an instrument in the fight. In other words, it's all been arranged. Practically speaking, according to what we've done in the past, we have what's explained here as karma. Now, by good fortune, we can come in contact with devotees and have the possibility of ending our karma. Brahmande Brahmite Kon Bhagavyan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That wandering up and down the material world, as explained here in the Purport, that everyone wants to go to heaven. Of course, for a pig being in stool is heaven. If you go to Vrindavan, you'll see even now that there are many pigs and they live in the sewer. And you may think, well, that's very unfortunate, but they don't think it's unfortunate. Because pigs love stool. I mean, it's like halva covered with strawberry ice cream for them. And not only that, they're getting the remnants of so many Vaishnavas. So it's all Mahaprasad. And they can sit in the sewer and just open their mouth and they get so many remnants of so many Vaishnavas. They're in hog heaven. But for human being, they consider if they go to the Nanda Kanda forest and there the fruit is thousands of times more delicious than here and it's all organic. The water there is like nectar and you live in a youthful body for thousands and thousands of years. So that's heaven for it. But, as explains here, that's also temporary. And when you leave your body in the heavenly planets, you don't exactly leave your body, you fall down from the heavenly planets, and on the way down you pass Rakshasa Loka. And there the Rakshasas come and eat you alive. And it's so painful that you begin to cry. And the soul enters into the tears and falls onto the earth. And that the soul inside the tears grows the grain, and the soul winds up in the grain, as explained here, and is eaten by a man, and then impregnated into a woman, and then you get a human form again. So you enjoy for some time, a relatively long time, and then you have to get eaten by rakshasas, which is quite so painful that you wind up in tears. Literally wind up in the tears. Now it's imagined that after some time one will learn the lesson that maybe it's not such a good idea to go to the heavenly planets for a short vacation and having to come back in such a miserable way again. But the living entity has been going up and down since time immemorial, and all the different species of life, only by good fortune, Bhagyavan, a fortunate soul, will come in contact with the devotees and try to stop this repetition of birth and death by taking shelter of Krishna, trying to enter into the spiritual atmosphere. But the only thing we have to give up is the tendency to try to become God. Now, we may not be God, but we're trying to become God. Maybe not the big God. Actually, we'd like to become the big God, but we're having a hard time doing it. So we just try to become a little God, have a little thing to lord it over. We imagine that this body I can use independently according to my desire, and that way I can, quote, enjoy the material world and avoid suffering in so many different ways. So in that way, we're trying to control at least our body, and generally even our relationships. Everyone's trying to control each other, and when we can't do that, we get a dog. That's why everyone has so many dogs nowadays. Some places you find there are more dogs than there are people, because they hope that the dog will at least listen to them. And usually the dog does, as long as you keep on feeding it. It pretends it loves you. Actually, the dog would love to eat you if it could. You don't feed it. Then I get very hungry and you'll look very attractive. In any case, everyone wants to find some relationship where one will feel oneself, at least, to the center of attraction, the center of attention. Although it's all false, because the only thing that's the center of attraction for us in the material world is this body. But this body doesn't even belong to us. It's under the control of Krishna through either his material or spiritual nature. Therefore, the idea here is that if we just give up this idea of trying to make something or some part of us, which usually is this body, into the center, and simply change that, try to make Krishna into the center, then we don't really change anything in our own existence except for our consciousness. When we simply agree to utilize this body as an instrument for Krishna, then at once, when we remember Krishna, then Krishna becomes the center of our existence rather than this body. So Krishna consciousness is simply to add Krishna to what we're doing, and then our attention changes from the body to Krishna, that's all. One is suffering, the other is real transcendental happiness. So Krishna consciousness is simply to add Krishna, get out of karma, understand we're the little Brahman and Krishna is the big Brahman, and then everything will be all right. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Anyone want to go to heaven? Yes.
Is this always then that the
Meskanya. I can't remember. Well, otherwise, how does he fall down as tears, as rain? I don't know. I just got that's from the Puranas. I have no. It doesn't say. Well, if you're lucky, you just come down as you are from the heavenly planets. No, it's not in the Bhagavad. But it is here indirectly. It is. It's here, right here. You fall down as rain.
Yeah.
That is. Anyhow, I just heard that from the Puranas. So. But there's so much variety in the material world. It's very hard to say that definitely that's the only way you can come down. We have, for instance, the Nalakuvara Manigriva. They came down as trees. They were cursed to become trees. But then they came back in their original demigod forms and went back to the heavenly planet. So there is variety also. And we have so many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam of like people, demigods being cursed having to take forms in the material world, in this earthly realm. So, maybe if you're a demigod and you get cursed, you get the chance to come down a different way. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.